All right, how's everybody doing? Healing Soul Tour here. For those of you who can or feel like you can call me Louie, I wanted to do something really quickly. I've been looking around for 3.0 stuff. I'm going to have just a crazy amount of 3.0 stuff coming. And I'm also working on a redesign, so all that's going to happen together hopefully at the same time. I might actually launch the new site, the redesign, prior to 3.0 just so I can get the kinks out. But anyways, whatever. BioWare today gave me a topic to talk about in that they released a blog on the Merc and Commando changes for 3.0, and they did a class specific change. So like the whole thing, everything they're doing, well, as much as they're doing, I guess, I don't know. It's kind of hard to see, know if this is everything, but a lot of the stuff they've already kind of set in stone for the class. And I wanted to just talk about that a little bit, specifically on what it means for healers and just highlight the healing changes. They're going to talk more about this on Friday, November 7th. In a stream that starts at 4 Central Standard Time. I believe that's 2 o'clock Pacific and 5 o'clock Eastern. I'll have a link in my and where the blog post for this podcast to both the Soul Tour blog from the devs, and I'll have in there the schedule for their stream. And they're going to Twitch stream for a while now. They got stuff coming on the 7th, the 13th, the 21st, and the 26th of November. And this is for all of the classes. They're going to break it down. I will say that from an outsider looking in, that if they're putting it out there, like this blog post, if they're putting this blog post out there, then it's probably set in stone for the class. So those of you guys wondering what's going to happen with the classes, this is probably a good way to know where the class is now that you can get going. And the fact that they're posting it and blogging about it and then streaming it means to me that they're done with the class. So that's just my kind of guess there. But anyways, I wanted to highlight some of the changes. And there was a couple that immediately kind of caught my attention, and there's a couple that I think people should kind of keep an eye on for like planning what healing class you're going to use. That's one of the things I think a lot of us are going to have to pay attention to, is for those of us who have multiple healers, what healing class are you going to level first? What's going to be your initial main for gear and all that kind of stuff? So these blog posts from the devs and the streams from the dev, I think you guys should look at for that perspective if you have options for healing. What are you going to do? And if you don't, if you think you got another class you're looking at, maybe you're considering, this is a good time to see if your merc is a main or your commando is your main healer tomorrow. And then, you know, looking at the post, you can maybe see, well, I don't like these changes, or I do like these changes, and I either feel confident with the merc, or I might want to look around a little more. So just some thoughts on that. Just, you know, keep an eye out as these posts start coming up. You're looking, hopefully we're looking for more than just what they're saying. We're looking for, what does that mean for me, and what healing class, you know, am I going to pick to go first? I don't know yet what my healing class is going to be. I have all three available. I have all three on one server or another that's geared for it, for current Nightmare stuff. Once I get all the information from them, once we see everything they're doing, I'll pick from there and kind of go. But I can't really say for certain yet. So anyways, some of the changes they're talking about, or they're doing for the Merc, and there's a couple I think people would want to know. Merc healers and Mando healers you want to know. And again, I know most of my healing on the Merc, on the Imp side, so I don't always spend a lot of time talking about the Pub side of stuff, but a lot of people know how this translates. The big one, as I'm looking through the blog post, is the change to supercharged gas. Those of you guys who do a lot of healing with your Merc know that supercharged gas is kind of a big deal for us. It's a really big deal for a lot of reasons. One, it gives us a tremendous amount of burst heals because of the mitigation that it drops on the group. So right now on live, if you pop, you hit supercharged gas, and then you hit Colto missile, anybody that touches your Colto missile gets a little shield on them that reduces the damage they take for a bit. And it's a pretty good reduction. It does a really, really good reduction. It places a shield on the targets. I think it's a 5% reduction for 15 seconds. That's a lot of time. If you're thinking about the Raptus challenge, for instance, that's 5% damage reduction for 15 seconds of that mob on Raptus Nightmare that is just getting wrecked. So that's a pretty good one. So it also on live right now, with the combat cylinder, it vents 8 heat and increases all damage and healing done by 5% for 13 seconds. It also makes power shot free. It makes unload free, makes healing scan, give a cooldown by 100%, so it's an instant, basically. Colto missile, and then the Colto missile places a thing. So for the duration that supercharges up, all that is happening. It's about, I think it's a 13 second thing. That's all going down. So that's a lot of stuff you can do. That's free damage you can put out, and a pretty good amount of burst heals that you can do. I think it's one of the better, kind of healing things in the game by far. Like, I don't even think it's close when you consider everything that it can do. It's a pretty good deal. So that's what it does on live. Now what the devs are saying for Supercharge when it comes to the PTS right now, I guess, and what it's going to do with 3.0, it's a big difference. So Supercharge gas on for 3.0, according to the devs, as of right now from their post. This is all from their blog post. Supercharge gas requires and converts 10 stacks of Supercharge, which is different from live, which takes 30 stacks. So 10 stacks of Supercharge, advanced 10 heat, and depending on your cylinder. So that's another thing that seems like every class or every cylinder now is affected in one way or another by Supercharge, where on live it's only healers to get it because it's a combat cylinder tie. So for now, everybody, it seems like every cylinder has something to do with Supercharge gas. So here are the cylinders. For the combat support, which is the heal one, you get your increase tech and crit chance. No, hold on. I jumped. For the combat support, it increases healing done by 5% for 10 seconds. And while Supercharge is active, healing scan has no cooldown and generates 5 less heat. So it's a cheaper heal by 5, and it gets no cooldown. So that's for the whole time that Supercharge is up now on 3.0. That's it. There's no, apparently, any other stuff it does. They took away the mitigation, seemingly. They took away the free damage that you can do. So, you can make the argument that it's a nerf because it's does less, I guess, for healers. It does a good amount less if you consider the damage reduction to be a big deal, and I do. But it's also, you can use it more often. So 10 stacks is, you can get 10 stacks very quickly. You actually can get 30 stacks a lot too, but 10 stacks is a pretty fast thing to do. It doesn't take a lot of energy to get 10 stacks. It also vents a little more heat on a 3.0 than it does on live. So that's good. You know, anything that gets rid of heat is good. So every time you get 10 stacks on when 3.0 drops, you'll be able to use Supercharge gas. It'll increase your healing by 5% for 10 seconds, which is a little bit less than what live does right now. Right now, live does 5% for 13 seconds. So Supercharge is active for a shorter period of time, but it's also because I think it does less. So basically, once you pop Supercharge gas, you get a boost in heals for 5% boost in heals for 10 seconds. And then healing scan becomes an instant and generates less heat. So you can use healing scan a lot more, and you can get healing scan for cheaper a lot more because you can use Supercharge a lot more. I don't know. You know, I don't know. We'll see when it comes to how much of a big deal that is. I think I'm going to miss my little shield from the mitigation of Coltal Missile because you can get it off twice. You can basically heal up or shield up a lot of the group if you got people running around separated. Like on Bestia, for instance, we have everybody on one side and the tank and the heals probably on the other. You can shield both groups because you can get Coltal Missile off twice and get the shield that way. So that's kind of a big deal. That's the first thing that caught my attention was the change. And depending on your perspective, the nerf or the buff to Supercharge gas, I will make the argument that it's a nerf. But we won't know for sure until we start messing with it, until we see what exactly they put on live and how exactly it works within the class. There's also a couple other things to consider is each class is going to get a class buff. BioWare has already talked about that, kind of like where a class utility where right now the Marauder gets Bloodthirst, I think it is. So for the Merc and the Commando, it's going to be Supercharged. I can't say this word. I'm not even going to try. It's a group utility that requires and converts 10 stacks of Supercharge to issue Supercharged Celerity, I believe is what it is, to you and your operation group members within 40 meters, increasing alacrity by 10% for 10 seconds. So what the big utility is going to be for the Merc and Commando class is you're going to get an alacrity boost of 10 seconds. 10% alacrity boost for 10 seconds. And if you've seen all the dev notes, alacrity seems to be more of a big deal. And there's a lot of classes, I think, that might be able to benefit from alacrity. So that's a pretty good boost for certain classes. I believe maybe Maros would be pretty good with it. I know, like, operatives could always use a little more alacrity, and Merc healers can probably do good with a little more alacrity. So the group utility that Mercs are getting is a boost in alacrity for 10 seconds. Other thing the BioWare mentioned they managed to spotlight it is additionally some changes have been made to basic Merc healing abilities. So they're just kind of saying there's some other stuff you might want to keep in mind. Rapid shots, which is the one you hear if you're ever with a Merc healer, you hear them shooting their blasters off and it makes like a really loud noise. They're building stacks or they're healing. Rapid shots no longer heals friendly targets with combat cylinder active. So you basically won't use rapid shots or hammer shot, I think is what it's called for the Mando. That's gone. You won't use that at all anymore. According to this thing, it's just not a heal anymore. Instead, mercenaries will have Koto shot, a weak instant heal that generates no heat and can be used regardless of which cylinder is active. Rapid scan and Koto missile are now restricted to the bodyguard discipline, but all mercenaries are able to use emergency scan. So basically what they're saying is we're going to lose rapid shots and hammer shot, but we're getting, at least on the for the mercs, we're getting something called Koto shot. It's a weak instant that generates heat, so it's probably, I mean, generates no heat and builds stacks. They're basically getting rid of rapid shots and giving us something called Koto shot to build our stacks with and kind of get a little bit of heals off here and there like we used to do with rapid shots. Also, rapid scan and Koto missile are now restricted to body to the healers, basically. So Merc DPS, DPS spec, don't have Koto missile or rapid scan, but all mercenaries do have emergency scan. So those are some really quick things. We're going to lose rapid shots. We're going to lose hammer shot. Mercs are getting Koto shot, which lets you build stacks and get some heals off, instant heals off with little or no with no heat. Kind of exactly what rapid shot is, essentially, but it's a different thing now. And DPS, Merc DPSs won't have Koto missile or rapid scan anymore. Only healers are going to get that part. So those are some kind of minor changes they're doing, I think. I like rapid shots, and hammer shot, I think, is a green beam of death in PvP because it just tells everybody where you are. But rapid shots is awesome, and it makes a lot of noise, and it's great to heal on a run, and it's kind of a good animation for a bounty hunter to have with two pistols. You might as well use them. So that's kind of going away. I think people have mixed feelings about that. The other thing the blog post mentions, the dev post mentions, is a new heal for the class. I believe every healing class is getting a new heal as you start to level towards 60. For the mercs, it's progressive scan. Progressive scan heals a friendly target over the channel duration and heals one new friendly target within 20 meters with each tick, healing up to four total targets with the final tick. 28 heat is generated over the duration of the channel. So to cast, while that's casting, 28 heat is getting going. Let me read that again. Heals a friendly target over the channel's duration and heals one new friendly target within 20 meters for each tick. So it's kind of like an AoE heal, apparently, that jumps from target to target. That's one you're going to want to cast on the group. Essentially, wherever you would put Koto missile, which you still have, you would also probably want to put progressive scan, unless you just have to get it off on a tank or something like that. So those are interesting changes. I don't know, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen when it goes live. I don't like supercharge being not what it is on live. I do kind of like the idea of group utilities, and I think an alacrity one is just as good as anything else. It's a pretty good one. And I'm guessing that, you know, the operative will have something like crit or something. So if you're able to get a group together with some mix and healers with some mix to it, that's a pretty good amount of group utilities that you can kind of work into the strata of how you're dealing with the boss. So I think that's kind of an interesting change or the interesting addition to that. The new heal, I honestly don't know what to think about it. New heals are good. It's 16 heat isn't a lot of heat. I mean, not 16 heat. 28 heat isn't a lot. That is a lot of heat. 28 heat is a lot of heat. So it's one of those things you're going to have to keep an eye on, I guess. It's a new heal to work into your rotation and see if it's something that's worth it. But I like the supercharge being faster. 10 stacks is pretty good. It's a 5% boost every time you use it. It's really easy to get 10 stacks of supercharge. It doesn't take a long time. The alacrity boost to the group, I think, is pretty interesting, and I think could be useful for people. But I don't know if I like losing the AOE or the damage reduction from Koto missile. I sure as heck don't like losing the free DPS you can do. That's just an incredible thing. There's plenty of times right now where I drop Koto supercharge just because of the free DPS. So like on Bestia or Draxus, or, you know, and sometimes with Brontes pools, or certainly with like Tyrens or anything like that, Calpheus on the orb of Calpheus on Nightmare, there's tons of, pretty much every time. I actually save my supercharged gas for Calpheus for that last, the third orb, because by then our DPS has used Adrenals and, you know, the whatever, and I'll just use that to get the free unload and free power shot off as often as possible again. So I think that's a pretty useful thing. I'm going to be worried about not having that, to be honest with you. There was one interesting thing that BioWare mentioned on the idea of heat management. And I'm just going to read it to you a little bit. Many bounty hunter abilities have had their resource costs and damage value slightly adjusted to make heat resources more manageable. Usually, this means the cost of an ability was slightly reduced along with its damage or healing, but for some abilities, the opposite was true. For example, many abilities that formerly required 16 heat now only require 15 and a damage or heal for slightly less. But many abilities that formerly required 8 heat now require 10 heat and a damage and heals for slightly more. 3.0 changes to channeled abilities have also aided bounty hunters with their heat management. Since channels now charge resources with each tick of damage or healing, that means bounty hunters can begin using channeled abilities at a higher heat levels without slowing their resource management, resource regeneration rate. Basically, they're trying to make it to where we can use our heat better, and some things are getting nerfed, some things are getting buffed, and the channeling, the way it ticks and all that now means that we can use them when we have a little more heat than we wouldn't normally would, because while we're casting, our heat's getting better. I don't know what to think about any of this, to be honest with you. I know that the devs are doing a stream on Friday. I'll probably watch it if I can. If not, I'll definitely go watch the recording. For those of you guys who can't make the stream, it's kind of a weird time. It's like the middle of the day for a lot of us. Certainly Harbinger people. You can go watch the recording later and see what they're saying. And then there's a lot of blogs about it, a lot of blog posts about it. I'm trying to stay away from the streams because there's just a lot of... It's a kind of a pit for me. I have some other things I have to worry about when this information is getting released the way it is, the way the BioWare is kind of piecemealing it. I'm only actually talking about it now is because I did the blog post, and that's kind of a concrete thing that I can look at and be very careful what I say. So I'm going to stay away from the streams, but they are out there for people to watch. I think you guys should watch the streams and, again, look at what you can do for your healing, where if there's a class you want to do something different with. If all you have is your bounty hunter healer, these changes would concern me a little bit, but I think you'll probably be okay once you kind of get into the rhythm of stuff. I do think that these are going to be some drastic changes for people to get used to. I'm not convinced that the devs earlier saying the play won't change much. I'm not convinced that's going to be true. They're changing all of the discipline. They're changing the pass, or I mean the tree. They're changing up the tree. They're changing up the utility, the whole thing. They're changing up how your classes are spec'd. They're tweaking abilities like crazy. If you look at this, the mercenary post, that's has to change how we play. There's just no way around that. So I would advise you guys look at the streams. The streams can be very useful. I would advise you go back and look at the recorded of the streams. And also, just, you know, read stuff and keep an eye on stuff and try to make, you know, honest decisions about your gear as you're going forward. If you guys are still raiding, if you're still getting gear, wait till the last possible second to collect it, unless you think you need it for whatever you're progressing through now. There's just no reason to use that gear right now. Wait and see what class you think you want to use. Wait and see, once you get all the information out, what healing class you want to use, and then use the gear for that class to level, to focus on raiding with. Again, I'm just lucky I have all of them, all three imp classes, all three of them geared. I have multiple classes, multiple tunes, or multiple, I guess, I have many mercs. I have multiple operatives. I have two or three sorts. I don't know how the hell I can't say that. I have multiple versions, multiple tunes per class, I guess is the way. So I can move gear around. I'll be okay, but I still am not sure what I'm going to use. I'm kind of in a conundrum when it comes to that. I don't know what I'm going to do, what healing class I want to use when 3.0 comes. And 3.0 is coming right around the corner. Again, the BioWare has a bunch of stuff scheduled. They have 1, 2, 3, 4 things scheduled up to November 26th. That's right up against the release of 3.0. So basically between now and then, one every week. Bounty Hunters tomorrow, Friday. Inquisitors next. Warrior, Jedi after that. And Smuggler, Agent, the Operative, Healers are last. So the 13th is going to be the Inquisitor, the Healer one. I'm really interested in that one because I want to see what they're going to do with everything. The Innervate on the Run is hilarious to me, the idea of that. And the Operative is last, which makes me sad because I would rather know now what the hell is going on with the Operative. So I hope you guys are doing really well. I just wanted to kind of get that out there, a little 20-minute podcast. I'm going to have another one this weekend. I put on Twitter that I was going to do a podcast, and some people sent me some really good questions and ideas. And one guy said I should do something on keybinding, which made me lol because I don't bind, and I'm waiting for him to call me a noob. But that's it. Hope you guys are doing really well. Really quick podcast. I'll link in my post, my blog post on my site, the post to SwoleTorrent's website and the schedule for the streams. Okay, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Somebody made fun of my Pinterest the other day. everywhere there is a social media thing, I hopefully have freaking Healing Soul Tour. Also, for those of you, player.me, if you guys want a player.me invite, let me know. I can invite.